morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, August 12th. You'll be interested to know. 65 years ago today, in 1960, the United States launched Echo One, the first passive communication satellite from Cape Canaveral, Florida. This pioneering achievement marked a significant milestone in space exploration and telecommunications, paving the way for the development of modern satellite communications and global connectivity. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking fair this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 5 to 7 feet throughout the morning, providing good conditions. Expect the winds to remain sideshore at 5 to 6 mile per hour, keeping things relatively smooth as the day progresses. However, conditions may become choppy later with a shift to onshore winds. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 0-foot low tide when the southwest swell is 4 feet at 16 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 5 mile per hour. The first high tide on Tuesday will be 5 feet just before noon, followed by a 1.5-foot low tide at 6. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 73 degrees for the water temperature. Wednesday through Friday presents inconsistent surf conditions. Wednesday starts fair with 4 to 5 feet waves and light south winds, but transitions to choppy by midday. Thursday improves briefly with clean mornings at 3 to 4 feet, but choppy conditions return in the afternoon. Friday sees persistent choppy surf at 2 to 4 feet and increasing south winds, making for a less favorable surf experience overall. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 69 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:38 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:12. It looks like we're in for some partly sunny skies today, with a high near 72 and a light southern breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a low around 66 and gentle winds at 5 miles per hour. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Wednesday with a high near 72 and a light south wind. Nighttime will be mostly cloudy with a low around 67. Thursday brings similar conditions with a high near 70 and mostly cloudy skies at night, dropping to 66. Friday will remain mostly cloudy with a high near 68 and a low around 64. Saturday returns to partly sunny weather with a high near 68 and mostly cloudy skies at night, cooling to 65. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, nearly 95,000 San Diego Unified students have returned to a decidedly different classroom experience as the district launches the 2025-26 academic year, along with new mobile phone rules across 175 schools. The district will enforce phone-free school day guidelines aimed at reducing distractions and supporting students' mental health and academic performance. This policy requires students from transitional kindergarten through 12th grade to turn off phones and keep them out of sight during regular school hours. The district boasts a 90.9% graduation rate, with strong academic momentum and increased athletic participation. Now on to sports. The first Associated Press poll of the 2025 college football season has been released, with Texas, Penn State, and Ohio State leading the rankings. Texas kicks off the season at number one, facing a significant challenge against third-ranked Ohio State on August 30th. The Southeastern Conference boasts 10 teams in the top 25, the most ever by one conference. Notable statistics include Texas' 26 turnovers last season and Penn State's impressive 3,237 rushing yards. As the season begins, excitement builds around these powerhouse teams and their upcoming matchups. In local sports, last night at Oracle Park in San Francisco, the Padres beat the Giants 4-1. Yu Darvish earned the win, pitching six innings with four hits and one run allowed. Freeman homered, and Cronenworth added an RBI single. The Friars finished with 10 hits and no errors. San Diego's record improves to 67-52 as they take Game 1 of the series over the Giants. Tonight, the Padres and Giants clash again for Game 2 of this three-game series. Nestor Cortes, who is 1-1 with a 7.11 earned run average, faces Robbie Ray, who is 9-5 with a 2.85. First pitch at 6:45 under clear skies and a comfortable 65 degrees at Oracle Park. In top news, in a bold move, President Trump has deployed National Guard troops to Washington, D.C., placing the city's police department under federal control. At a recent news conference, Trump declared, "This is Liberation Day in D.C., and we're going to take our capital back." He dispatched approximately 800 National Guard troops and indicated he may involve active duty military personnel if necessary. Local leaders, including Mayor Muriel Bowser, criticized the decision as unsettling and unprecedented. The president's actions are intended to address rising crime rates, with a focus on ensuring safety for all citizens in the capital. In business news, some debts are not worth paying back, especially when it comes to zombie debt. This type of old debt is often uncollectible after a certain period, but collection agencies may try to intimidate individuals into restarting payment timelines. Under the federal Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, once the legal deadline passes, the debt becomes time-barred, meaning collectors cannot sue. However, old debts can resurface after inactivity. It is crucial to regularly review credit reports, know your rights, and ask for proof of the debt. Remember, taking action could inadvertently restart the collection clock. Stay informed and protect yourself. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 2%, to $119,000. Ethereum is down 1% to just under $4,300. And XRP is down 3% to $3.16. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Futurists predict that humans could live for 1,000 years by the year 2050, ushering in the era of practical immortality. While advancements in artificial intelligence, robotics, and digital consciousness transfer spark hope, some experts caution that societal and economic hurdles may hinder access. Visionaries like Ray Kurzweil and Ian Pearson anticipate breakthroughs that will extend life significantly, projecting a merger of humans and machines by 2045. However, critics argue that the promise of technology comes with challenges, including potential inequalities. As we approach these possibilities, questions about motivation and societal impact remain ever relevant. Entertainment news. This week, the Perseid meteor shower, hailed by NASA as the best meteor shower of the year, will light up our skies. The peak viewing nights are August 12th and 13th, although a full moon may obscure some of the meteors. The Perseids, which originate from the constellation Perseus, can produce up to 100 meteors per hour at their height. Rescued in the northern hemisphere during the pre-dawn hours, stargazers are encouraged to find dark areas, lie back, and be patient. Enjoy this dazzling display of fireballs and bright trails of light. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American science fiction writer Isaac Asimov. And he said, "The saddest aspect of life right now is that science gathers knowledge faster and society gathers wisdom." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.